Commissioners Court, March 28th, 2022. Regular session begins here.
It's a meeting in Franklin County Commissioners Court. Notice of open meeting. Notice of giving that the regular meeting is the Commissioners Court be held on the 20th day of March at 9 o'clock a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon, Texas. Sam, you want to lead us in prayer this morning?
Our Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the day. Thank you for the beautiful weather you sent us over the weekend. Father, we just ask for rain. Lord, we just thank you so much for all the good things you do for us each and every day. We ask for guidance and wisdom as we do the county's business. And Father, we ask for your blessings. And Father, we ask you for your blessings is on the federal government as well as the state. And Father, especially watch over us here in the county. Now, we just ask these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, thank you very much. All right, do we have any public comments from anybody? If not, whenever we get to an agenda item, if you want to speak, just raise your hand and we'll give you the time to speak and do that. So we will go ahead and started. Agenda item number one, audit claims against county and authorize their payments.
Good morning. The total I have for you is $335,536.74.
Okay.
Any questions? $335,536.74.
Okay. Questions? Motions to approve.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Thank you, B.C. Number two, first reading plots, plat lots 1-4 Helm Tree Estates Subdivision. Jeffrey, look here. Campion, C-A-M-P-I-N.
He lives in Washington.
Does he? Okay. He was going to send somebody?
Don't be
okay, did we get that purple pen, one of these then?
Well, it's just the first reading.
Okay, go ahead and look at it. Helm Tree Estate, right? Yeah. I was in Camp County. Landon, what's the deal? They don't have
it's
to be
not
here.
A replat, but it's a brand new plat.
Okay. I was going to say they have to be here. I went to Camp County one day and they never have people in to discuss their stuff.
As long as they're
do they have to do that?
Somebody
needs to find out.
I think this is a new subdivision.
This is just the, let's see here. Lots 1-4, I guess it's these Toppins. Well, where's Toppins up here? On the top of the page there, it's lot 1, 2, 3, and 4. You got 1.88 acres, 2.49 acres, 2.74 acres, and 2.94. I guess lot 5 is not part of that.
What where's it at? Where's the county road or?
Well, that's what I was trying to figure out.
Where's it at?
That's what I'm trying to kind of figure out.
4360.
Here's the little map down here.
TC's
right up there.
Yeah,
TC's
Road.
Yeah. 4350 and 4360.
Yeah, that's TC, down there by TC.
And this is not on waterfront, and it's not a
no, it's right out there.
A subdivision. I guess he's just
nothing. It's chicken houses out there now.
Is yeah, on Bergen's Lane.
South side road?
It's on the east or west side of the road.
Oh, this has to do, it's down there
yeah.
by the power plant. So
yeah.
there's actually somebody told me there's gas lines in front of me. You yeah. probably know about that, don't you?
Oh, they're running everywhere through there.
Okay. 360, not the power plant.
Well, I'm talking about the gas lines. It's up there pretty close to it, around the corner. It's just, Josh, it's just between you and the...
Yes, sir. It's when you come down 4350.
Oh,
that's a left there.
Okay.
Whenever it left 4360, I believe.
No.
When it goes around.
4360. It's on the south side. South side.
Yeah, south side.
South side. I know where it is.
It's that cut across, you go down there.
Here's a little 20, 30.
Kathy Lawrence's or...
Yeah.
Kathy. Kathy, she'll always be Kathy Lawrence. Once you come down around and come out the back there, we're going to get that.
Put a half foot by storm shelter in front of it.
Do what now?
Little frame half, storm shelter in front of it.
Oh, yes.
Two little frame half, or one of them.
Can we approve the first reading? We can. There's nothing says they got to be here, do they?
No, I mean, as long as they've done what they're supposed to procedurally.
Yeah, and it looks like they have. They filed everything with you, correct? So this is just the first reading. All right, do we have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number three, second reading, replat lot 12R Phase 1 Holiday Retreat Edition. Are you here for Justin? Okay, I think we were, went over this last time.
Let's look at one more.
As long as you're happy down there, that's your precinct, so. Well, y'all listen, I'm going to try to roll off.
Landon, did you look at it?
I've seen the board.
Same thing. It's all good. Move approved.
Second. Okay, we've got a motion and a second to approve. Is there any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. We're good. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item number four, record certificate of course completions of 2021-22 tax cybersecurity awareness training for the following: Judy Baxter, Brooke Lassell, Branton Carr, Betty Crane, Bobby Mann, Jan Middleton, Marie Reeder, Yessi Venezuela, Marla White, and Robert Zinn. And that is so noted. Don't forget, I got to do that today. I got to do a bunch of stuff today. But that is on record. Number five, consider and take action on approving interlocal cooperation agreement for tax collection between Franklin County, City of Mount Vernon, Mount Vernon ISD, Franklin County Water District, South Hill ISD, Sulphur Bluff ISD, and Winsboro ISD.
You have those?
Yes, I do.
Your signature, Betty Crane, and Raymond's on there, and I will send that off to the entity
okay.
for their approval, and when I get the final signature back, I will send them back all the signature papers.
Okay, I guess I just need to sign each one of them, don't I?
Yes, each one has a back page for signature.
Do we all sign it or just one spot? Not just me. Okay. Do I have a motion?
I move that we approve the interlocal agreement between the Franklin County Tax Assessor Collection and the various City of Mount Vernon, Mount Vernon ISD, Franklin County Water District, South Hill ISD, Sulphur Bluff ISD, and Winsboro ISD.
Okay.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number six, consider and take action on approving funding request for Franklin County Arts Alliance for, how is that, fascia?
It's a facade.
Facade. And electrical repairs and cultural arts center to be paid from hot fund. Linda?
Okay, I've got two sets of bids.
Okay.
We're having, I mean, our building is, of course, old, but we've got having serious issues with all the doors. We have got one large window at the front that's broken, but primarily it's all of the wood facade is rotted, the doors, the door facings. I've got one set of double doors that I've had to permanently shut because it was literally falling facing and all out. I've got a bid from Walter Vandalar for all of the construction. It's $12,964 and some odd cents. Also, we're having electrical issues. Kelly Balkan came out and looked. He said we've got our overload, which continues to throw breakers. Just ended up with a computer in the shop because it blew it. That bid's $3,000. I'm looking to put in an application for a 50-50 grant from the city. So what I'm requesting is electrical and one half of the construction.
So that would be how much?
I'll need my calculator.
13 down here, that'd be 6,500 plus
3,000. Okay. Anyway, it's going to have to be done. I've just been looking to try to find the funds to do it. I don't have a choice.
Well, I was over there Saturday, and one of the doors has a spot about that big around. It's pure rot.
The one to the back office?
No. When it goes out to the courtyard.
Yeah, that's the back office. Okay. Yes, it's
bad.
Yes, it's bad.
I can tell.
You can see light coming in everywhere, around every door.
Well, the you don't need too much electrical, then you got light coming in the door.
This is true. The electrical, we're going to switch everything over to LED because he said it's just pulling way too many amps.
So you would replace what? 1, 2, 3
doors or locks?
Doors.
Every door. We've got three sets of double doors, two single doors, plus all of the wood on the front. I mean, entire.
We have. I send down here.
Please. Yeah, there's a copy for everyone. Entire wood at the front we have patched with everything we can patch. We've caulked. We've hot glued with everything we can get together.
You got the numbers there.
How much is the electrical?
$3,000.
Okay.
So
that's the wood.
Yes, that's strictly
bid, and this is the electrical bid.
Okay, so we're gonna add this one.
Have you had any response from the city as far as their?
I got the application from them, and they said that the grants are still open. You know, that was a couple of months ago because Walter's been so busy that he's not got me a bid. I had hoped to do this like in December.
Yeah.
I'm crossing my fingers that we get that funding.
So 94.82.
Yeah, 90.
Yeah. And if, you know, more than likely we're going to run into extra rather than less, but if we ran into less, I would like approval to use, if there were any remaining funds for the computer replacement repair. And then I also got the call Friday that, of course, our insurance for the building is fixing to go up. Or I'll just strictly use it for this and only take
this. This is out of the hot fund, right?
Yes.
I know you, I'm fixing to put you on the spot. I know you're not gonna know this. I guess we can use that for repairs and stuff like that, can't we?
I don't even know what building we're talking
with,
about.
With the Arts Alliance, we're allowed to use it for, we could, generally hot funds, we're allowed to use it for our payroll, for anything it takes to keep that building operational.
Okay. I'll take your word on it.
Yeah, I mean, Betty Sue knows. She's refunded insurance, yeah. Payroll, everything. Kids, we're wide open.
9,482.
You did the math on it.
Yeah.
Half of that. Plus 3,000.
Half of 12, 964 was 6,482 plus 3,000, 9,482.
I trust you.
Is that good?
Yes, that sounds good.
I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay, we've got a motion second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it.
Thank you,
Linda. Okay. Number 7, consider and take action approving funding request from Alamo Mission Museum and Carpentry Work for Roof Repair. Would you like to tell us what? This is one of them.
I sent you all the information earlier. As you know, we are in business. Preserving our county history. And this fund, this particular year, we've been donated. The original county jail, which was built in 1876. Y'all did receive all of this information. And sometime around 1910, they were deciding that, and approved that they would build a new jail, and so Ed Joyce's great-grandfather, with a team of mules and some skids, relocated that building to the Joyce home on Kaufman Street, now owned by Trey Hammack. And Mr. Hammack made the remark that he was going to tear that building down. So I talked him into donating it to us, and Joseph Barnett has agreed to tear the building. There's no way we can move it, so he's going to just disassemble it and relocate it to the Alamo. And here are the figures, which you all already have. But we need your memory here.
Yeah.
It'd be such a shame to lose that, use that part of our history.
So you're requesting a total of $2,931?
Yes, sir.
Hey, also, I'm going to go back to Lynn. Make sure, when y'all get this, make sure you bring us receipts and stuff where you spent whatever you spent to Marla or to Betty Sue.
Go to Betty Sue. It'll be a reimbursable. Right. We always pay for it and get reimbursed.
Okay. And the same thing, yes. if they approve this today.
Yes.
Okay. Anybody got any questions?
Well, what's the difference? The Echo printing for $536?
That's for advertising. That's for our advertising.
To move that building?
No, sir, that's a under administrative cost.
That's yours, sir.
Let me show this to you, Sam.
I got it.
Yeah. That's under administrative cost. In other words, it's a two-part request.
Yeah, it says $536 printing. What?
Brochures. Advertising brochures. As you know, we are also a wedding venue.
Yeah, well, I don't think we have anything to do with wedding venues.
Well, it brings, the last wedding we had brought 120 people from out of the state, and they had to have a place to stay. And I have all the receipts, which you've seen in the past. But it's not only weddings, it's advertising the museum and Franklin County. And everything that has to do with Franklin.
Okay. Anybody got anything else? Anything else? All right. Any motions?
How much is the total?
$2,931.
And of course, that's
$2,931.
It doesn't say on this, but it's under the hotel tax.
Entities that manage activities funded by the hotel state may spend some of the tax on certain day-to-day operations expenses. These expenses may include supplies, salaries, office rental, travel expenses, and other administrative costs. Okay, what y'all want to do? And this is for the house, right? Who's moving the house?
Joseph Barnett.
Okay.
Well, it's more than moving the house.
I thought it was a jail.
Or the jail or whatever.
It is a jail, sir.
Going once. Going twice.
Well, go ahead, Sam. Bail me out. Go ahead.
No.
Well, I'll say this. I don't like the process that we're going through here of the whole deal. However, since we set a precedent last time for an organization that I heard this weekend had all kinds of money in the bank to fund them, then I think this should be funded.
Okay. Is that a motion?
That is a motion.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. Have a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you, ma'am. All right. Okay, let's go to number eight. Consider to take action approving purchase generator Cypress Springs SUV to be paid for by ARPA funds. And I think that y'all may have looked into some used ones.
Yeah, Mr. Cooper mentioned looking into used ones. I tried to reach out to Melinda to see if the funds could be used for used generators. I personally prefer them because they're sitting somewhere where you can have them shipped here within weeks. Mm-hmm. Where new ones are, you know, 44 to 50 weeks out. But she never did return my call to be sure that we could use the funds to purchase used ones because you can't go through a bid process with used ones. You're not comparing the same generators. Mm-hmm. So she never did get back to me. So, but I had already got several quotes from Generator Source, which is one Mr. Cooper had sent me. I've got them in the folder. And they are quite a bit cheaper. You know, they range in the $50,000 to $75,000
range. So we basically get a hold of Melinda and see if we can use it for a used one, right?
Yeah, I'm all for that. I say I'm Cypress Springs.
Well, I'm still waiting on a phone call from her.
You too. Well, I emailed her. I called her, but her voicemail's full, but yeah. I sent her a text.
She said she's going to call me that on the way home.
Is she the one that we're paying?
Yes.
I hope she made it out.
I hope she made it out too, because she never called me.
If I was getting paid like that, I believe I'd answer the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, how much is a used one? Ballpark.
Well, depending on the hours, anywhere between 40 and 75, I think would get a really good used one. And all the generators that we've got were all bought used. And like I said, the only reason, since this was grant money, that's one reason we got new quotes.
And a new one was how much?
A new one was $170,000.
So it's 100 plus thousand more.
Oh yeah, much more. That's not counting hookup. That's
now, I assume the installation would be approximately the same.
I think so, yeah, because either way, the same work would have to be done.
So that was another 50?
I think 50 is what they had estimated, yeah.
Yeah, she said, this was Thursday, she said, yes, sir, I'll be on the road in a few
minutes. What includes insulation and support option?
All the wiring, the transfer switches, all the boxes. And stuff the power company makes
at different locations, and also as far as the generator goes itself.
Yes, sir. Yeah, the power company makes you install certain things to hook this up. And we would need one that would transfer over automatically.
Or you don't feed electricity back down the line.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, we've cussed and discussed this.
Yeah, we need to do something today.
I move that we authorize Cypress Springs to purchase up to 75 or so thousand for a used one. If that doesn't work, then we come in here and kind of discuss it a little bit more on the new one.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that acceptable for right now?
And we may can find out on the bid process what we can go through, and I'll get with Josh and we'll kind of figure out.
That way you don't have to wait two more weeks if we get a phone call in 30 minutes that it's good to go.
Okay, and we are members of the buy board, and we have our HUD number, all that stuff. So
now, if you guys want to go ahead and authorize it for up to a new one, I'm good with that too.
Well, it's going to cost, how much does it cost to put it in? I can't remember.
50.
They said 30 to 50. You know, he just installed three at Pittsburgh, and they average 30 a piece. This one, the logistics are a little further. I'm trying to get it as far from the water as possible, and I'm gonna have to run a little bit more line. He thought it might be up to 50. I don't see it being that, but I don't know. I actually reached out to several contractors and never heard back.
Okay, I want to amend my bid because I didn't include the installation. So 75 for the purchase it, up to 75 for purchase of a used one plus the appropriate installation cost. Up to 50, so it'd be up to 125.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, so who's purchasing? Are we purchasing? Are they purchasing? Are we paying? How are we doing this?
What's better for y'all? How
either one. I mean, whatever is the easiest through the grant process. I'm not sure. I wish Melinda would have been able to be here to ask us some of these questions. So
I think we're the ones going to go out for bids.
Well, if we buy it from the buy board, are these people remember the buy board, Jerry?
No.
No.
They did not do it.
Well, we got to go out for bids then.
We can do all that.
And we can. Oh yeah.
Cypress will do it and bring them to y'all.
But then that requires a new local agreement. Do you see what I'm saying? So that's why these decisions need to be.
Okay, if we got to go out for bids, we're going to have to come back in here and do a bid package, and then we can do the interlocal at the same time.
I thought we couldn't go out for bids on used equipment. Isn't that what you said, Kevin?
Well, that was any grant money that we've ever had, we couldn't for use, though, just because it wasn't a fair process.
Right. Not comparing apples to apples.
Yeah.
Well, we either are required to go out for bids or we're not.
It convolutes it with the used generator, you know, because different hours, different run times, different manufacturers.
Sounds like we need to figure out if we're required to go out for bids on a piece of used equipment.
Well, I mean, if y'all went out and bought a piece of equipment that was a used piece of equipment that's going to help the roads, is $100,000, we're going to go out for bid and you can spec it out. It's got to be this, it can be used.
But you don't have on bid then.
Yeah, well, that's right. But
yeah, we can't.
You can't do that.
That's why
we're paying Melinda to figure out, aren't we?
Yes. I'm fine with waiting until we get a hold of her and get the exact process down. If that's what we need to do, that's
okay.
Sounds like that might be what we need to do.
How about that we use 100, you could just authorize them to use $125,000 to buy a generator.
How would that work, Marla?
Marla?
That's another
question.
We're going to use ARPA funds, because I don't know how.
Well, if they get one that's more than that, they get to pay the difference.
I understand what you're saying.
I mean, I don't know how you work that.
I consider that I've not heard back from.
Let me see if she'll answer.
What did you say?
I said I texted her, but I've not heard back from her.
Oh. Let me call her.
How would we donate or authorize, say, $125,000 to the water district for the purchase of generators?
Or infrastructure development.
Boy, ain't that?
Well, that's it.
Yeah.
Kind of covers all sins except they had to buy a generator.
I just don't know what paperwork we need to do behind it. Is what
yes,
I'm
yeah.
So we far could, as ARPA money. Now, okay. You can use general fund money. And
well, they said that money now can be.
I understand that, but you still have to account for it.
Yes.
You
still
have to account for it. And you still have to account for it. Yeah, we can use it for anything we want to, but the paperwork is still required.
Why don't you do this?
$125,000 and no more.
So why don't you make the move with the stipulation that
that we use for that we can
pay your generator. Well, there is no stipulation at that point. I'm in there. Did she not answer?
Every time she don't need to answer, let's take a little off our premium.
Amen to that.
Hey, Scott, call the office.
I don't think I got that number in my phone. I got it in there. I'd like to
call it in my phone, but it's really hard to look up.
Try to run this out and look it up.
You're looking it up, sure.
Here we go.
She may be in court somewhere.
I think she needed to be here.
She was, when, I thought she was supposed to be here.
I thought she was on the last one, yeah.
She didn't need it.
Hey, you're fired, Chief Yorke.
Great one.
Bet you get tired out that way.
Nobody's here. Nobody's home.
Tammy, this is Judge Scott Lee from Franklin County. I was looking for Melinda Smith, or if she's not available. I tried to call her cell phone, she didn't answer. We're in Commissioner's Court, and we have some questions about the ARPA funds, so is there somebody there that can answer that?
Okay, if you will hold on, I'll see if I can reach her.
Okay, thank you. Yes. Okay, thank you. Melinda, this is Scott Lee. I'm doing good. Hey, we had some questions. We're in Commissioner's Court. Is it okay if I put you on speakerphone? Okay, hold on a second. Are you there?
I am.
Okay. We had some questions with the water district and this generator. If we wanted to just give them $125,000 for a used one and the installation cost of $75,000 and $50,000 for installation. Can we do that, or how do we go about doing that?
Yes. So if you provide it to them as far as, you know, a cash contribution and say that this is the purpose for that, then we would name them a subrecipient and report them as a subrecipient in the Treasury portal, and that's kind of it. If the county were to sponsor it, we'd need more of like an in-depth interlocal agreement on who took possession, you know, after it was installed. But if you wish to just give them the funds for that, then it would make them a subrecipient, and that's kind of, we would still track it on our end, but assist them with the procurement and meeting all of the compliance efforts that would be required.
Okay.
Like what?
Like,
I mean, what all is going to happen if we make them a subrecipient?
What all is going to happen if we make them a subrecipient? Marla's back there in the back, and I don't know if you could hear or not.
Sure. So I'll have to make sure that they have a SANS registration and a EIN number and DUNS number. And then we would report them under the county as a subrecipient. And then additionally, I would assist them with making sure that they meet all of the federal procurement guidelines. You know, for instance, the 2 CFR 200 requirements on bidding the project out and securing an engineer for the project, since it's over the amount that's going to require one, basically because of the electrical engineering involved. Checking the certified payrolls to make sure that the contractor that's selected is following all of the required policies. basically everything we would be doing similar to if it was a CDBG project, and how y'all function with those normally. I would be doing more with the Fed directly instead of y'all being kind of the middleman.
Okay. Anybody else got any questions over this?
Does that not cost him anything?
Barbara, does that meet whatever you need? Did you hear all that?
Are they going to be allowed to procure a used generator as opposed to a new one? And is there an issue with that, used versus new?
Yeah, I don't know of any. The only, yeah, that's something I would need to check with the engineer to make sure there's no limitation as far as the program goes. There's not. If that's what is affordable and available, then they are certainly able to do that.
Okay. All right. Anybody else got anything?
Will she be in touch with us, Scott, as far as...
Will she be what now?
Will she be in touch with us?
Yeah. Are you going to be in touch with Kevin at the Water District?
Yes.
Yeah,
as a matter of fact, I need to call him today. He has texted me last week, but okay. I was actually off a little bit. I live in Gilmer, y'all know, and we had the tornado damage.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I didn't have any personally, but I did stop to help some friends and coordinate some of the volunteer efforts.
Okay. All right. Yeah, just get a hold of Kevin and we'll go from here.
All right.
All right.
Okay.
Anybody else? All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. So you're keeping your same motion, correct? 125?
I think it's a good motion, isn't it?
Yes, yeah, I think so. 75, just I guess just to give them the money and they'll just be a sub-recipient. So mm-hmm. You may alter that so to make them a sub-recipient.
125,000.
It'll be a donation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Cash contribution towards the purchase of, with a cap of.
Yes.
125,000.
Yes.
If that's a cap on that, I'll second that.
Okay, we're going to have a motion for a donation.
Contribution
for the purchase of a generator and the installation associated therewith, and that contribution will be to Cypress Springs SUD.
And a cap
of 125, and we need to say anything about the associated interlocal agreement in this motion?
I don't.
No, she said
no. She don't have to.
I think she'll have to bring that back for us to approve.
So I'm done.
Okay. And you have a second. Sam, second. All right. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Especially he's done now.
All opposed. The ayes have it.
Thank
you. Yay! We did something.
I appreciate all y'all's consideration.
Yeah.
I know this has been labor intensive, and I really do appreciate all the consideration.
Yeah.
And we'll meet all the paperwork requirements and get it done. Mm-hmm. And that's up to, so I'll try to stay under that as far as possible. So.
Okay. All right.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Kevin. Appreciate it. Okay, number 9, consider and take action on approving payment to UBank Electric for electrical work completed at the EMS building. It actually came lower than we expected. Let me see if I got that. Do I have that in? Yes, I do.
Yeah. What were you expecting?
Well, he told me it would be between $8,000 and $10,000. And it came in at
$7,610.28. I'll make a motion to approve that.
Okay.
We can have it somewhere.
Say again?
Is it going to be paid for from ARPA funds?
Well, it's an ARPA building, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll have to...
So my answer to that is yes.
Yes.
Okay. I'm just making sure.
Well, I'm not had it here. Second, there's one.
Here.
Yeah, I got one.
Here's
one.
You can sign that.
It was, what was it,
$7,610.28.
Yes, 761028. $7,610.28. Okay, got a motion.
More we have, more on the amount of that ARPA money that we spent.
$126,000 and another $76,000, and we had around $800,000, I think. $820,000 is where we are right now. I've had to go back and look for sure.
Does that include her money, the two, the
No, that does not include her money.
Need to figure that.
Where's the $150,000?
Because she's what, $130,000?
Well, that's if we get the second set of money.
No, it's just figured on, yeah, she won't give, but half that.
Well, she gets 6% of the 1.04, yeah.
Yeah. 5%.
I thought it was 6%.
I thought it was 5.
Five. It's 5 even, the other one was 5.25, I think.
I know it was $140,000 if it was, $130,000 if it was 2.08.
Anyway, we'll look at that. $7,610.28. $76.10.
First two numbers I want clear.
Yeah, 76. So we got a motion, do I have a second?
I'll say.
Okay, we got a motion, a second, any discussion? All in favor say aye. All opposed, the ayes have it. Number 10, consider and take action on concrete proposal for EMS house. We're gonna have to table this one because I think they have a language barrier problem. He's supposed to.
Well, all we have is what he said. He would do it for that amount of money, that $7,100 or whatever.
$7,100.
$7,100, but that's just that was just a verbal. Yes, we don't have it.
He was supposed to have that up here the other day, and I called Steve this morning. He tried to contact me. He said, well, Steve told me to do. We may have to have another special meeting because we need to get this done pretty quick. He said he would just subcontract it and then do it for us and get it to him to give it to him if he can't find him. But I told him to let me know ASAP, so we can't really take action on just this. So.
The building being gone looks really nice too, by the way. I noticed that yesterday afternoon.
You did a good job. Yeah, we appreciate you guys and your work tearing it down and building the fence back.
Well, that, good. The garage is down, the fence is built. Oh, we need an apron out there in front of the building.
Yeah, we'll be done. So, motion to table this one.
Salute.
Got a motion second to table item number 10. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed. Okay, number 11, consider and take action on approving OSS maintenance contract for EMS house between Franklin County and Hopco Clearwater Systems. Josh, you want to talk about this? Because I think you're the one that
yes, sir.
Everything. I've got everything right here.
So the septic system out there was installed by Hopco back when the Foster owned the property, roughly 3 years ago, I believe. The sprinkler system being moved around and made to where it could work with the SADMOM, that new building, that work was done by Hopco. My suggestion would be that we continue a maintenance contract with Hopco, being that they're the ones who installed the system and have done all the inspections on it and know how it operates.
And it's $200 a year?
Yes.
And that's what we're voting on today.
Yes, sir. Okay. Yes, sir. You're voting on the yearly maintenance contract. That contract requires them to come 3 times a year to perform an inspection, or if you have an issue, you call them out there and as it reads in the contract.
Okay.
I move that we approve the maintenance contract between Franklin County and Hopco Clearwater Systems for the EMS house to be paid for out of ARPA or whatever money.
I think probably general fund, because this will be an ongoing expense.
Yeah, yeah. Yearly.
This will be a $200 every year.
Okay. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we've got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it.
What does it cost us to ball field?
It costs $350 a year for them to do that.
Who does the ball field?
Hey, Josh, did we approve the
no, I'm sorry.
Move it's the changing of the system out there?
Changing it to
the county? Putting it in a different spreadsheet.
Yes, sir. Well, the commissioner's court didn't approve it, but I signed off on it through my office.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anything else? Cool. Let's get more questions.
We had a discussion out.
Oh, yes, yes.
A few weeks ago, I brought up about some budget stuff that in particular dealt with city county stuff. I haven't heard any more, so I would like to have a workshop to purposely address that.
Okay.
As soon as practical, it doesn't have to be this week, but I mean,
okay.
Whenever, and then get it on it, because we're going to mess around here and let the city move on forward, and then they're gonna say, well, we can't do anything this year again, and so.
I did look up, just FYI, I did look up the city's budget about just law enforcement, and I think it was 700 and, they do pay 700 and something thousand dollars a year. I didn't know they actually paid what they paid on that, but they actually do pay for two dispatchers. I was looking at it, it's been a while, so, but anyway, they pay more than I thought they did, so.
Look up Pittsburgh City Police budget and see what that is. Or any other city our size. But it's not just that.
Yeah.
The county, Betty Sue, you might remember this, I don't. How many, since I've been in office 15, how many tax increases have we had? Or Sue Ann, any of you that been around the whole time? Three, four, five?
Okay.
The county tax.
County taxes increase?
Mm-hmm. Three or four, anyway. Okay. But we keep raising our taxes and the city doesn't. So, because we're paying for their stuff. And they, you know. And you know, hey, if I was them, I'd keep rocking along too.
Our tax rate went down this year.
All right, anybody else?
So, when are we going to have?
What you come up with an idea of date or a week or two or?
Soon as practical, whatever that is.
Why don't we let Scott see if he can get a hold of this guy for the concrete and we can get it, give it to him and set a meeting for that.
I'll get a hold of him and I'll get that.
Yeah, we need something in writing from him.
And whenever we bring that up, we can just go into a workshop. I will just do a regular meeting where we can vote on that. We can discuss all that, so.
Well, and I'm okay with that, but this stuff will take a while. This city county stuff, it's not gonna be 5 minutes, so if you want that in the workshop.
Well, workshop and just make it a regular meeting, and then we can vote on that and discuss all we wanna discuss.
I'm good with that. I'd
like to thank everybody for their participation in the project show. We had $1,250 elected official money. We bought a dairy heifer. Had one of the most successful shows ever. Thank y'all for all your support.
It looks amazing from when I sent pictures.
How many steers were there?
15.
15, they all sold? Really? Wow, that's good. Sure. Anybody else?
Thank you for going and taking care of that for me.
Yes.
I move to adjourn.
All first out?
All right.
All right. Thank y'all.